started the first Catholic school for young women 200 years ago in this diocese, and also the Jesuits began St. Louis University about the same time. Today, we educate more than 40,000 young men and women in our Catholic schools and PSR programs. And this year, we offer $9.2 million in scholarships from our diocese and sources, 6,229 students, not counting the parishes providing themselves. We are in the final stages of raising more than $100 million to provide scholarships for middle-class students to strengthen our academic offerings and our marketing so that all become another gift, which is Catholic education. And we look forward to celebrating with you this week, learning from all of you as we share what it means to embrace the challenges today for Catholic education. As we reflect on the honor we have to walk with the young church as missionary disciples, helping them to see in the words of Pope Francis the beauty and goodness of creation and of humanity, and indeed to live their lives a life of Christ. In today's Gospel reading, for Tuesday within the Octave of Easter, we find Mary Magdalene in the garden, looking for Jesus. But she does not recognize him until he calls her by name. Jesus says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, he said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. To be alive in Christ, each one of us must seek the Lord. But we cannot find him unless he first finds us, which means we have to open our hearts and our lives to him. As Father Carol Schoenmiller said, only when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene and spoke her name, a word that reached her heart, that touched her very soul, did Mary discover Jesus with love and veneration. For you and I, to be found by Jesus, we too must accept the Lord on his terms. Mary would never have found Jesus unless he first spoke her name. He accepts her. And as he also accepts us. And accepts us with all our infidelities and desires always to heal us. As educators, dare I say, teachers, you've been called to be missionary disciples. Accompany those who are ministering to. It is not enough that they know that Jesus died on the cross, or know the day in which he rose from the dead. You are called to be on a journey because of the gift of faith that Jesus has first given you. The Jesus who called each one of us on the day of our baptism by name. And now, of course, as teachers, administrators, and catechists, you're called to invite others to walk with you as part of the church call to evangelize. This happens when we come to encounter him and discover Jesus who is alive and real. He who has said to us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. It happens when we desire to walk his way and hunger for his truth. And to seek to live his life. St. Paul in the scriptures reminds us that each one of us is called to lead a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called. Think about the great commission that Jesus invites each and every one of you to. The mission that he invites you to take up in a special way, renewed each day. When our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, spoke at the Catholic University in 2008, speaking to Catholic educators, he called them bearers of wisdom. This auditorium is filled with bearers of wisdom. The Holy Father said education is integral to the mission of the Church to proclaim the good news. First and foremost, every Catholic educational institution must be a place to encounter the living God, who is Jesus. The Catholic community in this great nation has made Catholic education one of its greatest and highest priorities. In my own life, I'm indebted to the Sisters of St. Joseph, the Dominican Sisters, and the Christian Brothers, who educated me from kindergarten to the 12th grade. I thought I might share a story in my first year in kindergarten. The teacher I had was also her first year. But together, under the instruction, only ourselves and all that the Lord desires to give us, we can grow and be blessed and become a treasure, as Paul said, in earthen vessels. But each day, Jesus can shape and mold to become the witnesses he desires us to become. And by the way we live our lives, by the way we sacrifice, to show the transcendent power within us belongs to God and not to us. Congratulations.